This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a shortage of affordable housing in a whole lot of cities in this country, and that is changing a lot of those cities. Rising property values attract different kinds of buyers, and developers see retail opportunities where none used to be. Here in Los Angeles, a lot of the historically working-class Latino neighborhoods in East L.A. are staring gentrification like that right in the face, and they are fighting back. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has that one.
Got it?
As the Eastside Cafe in El Sereno welcomes visitors for an art exhibition on a recent evening, Roberto Flores motions to the donation jar on a table out front.
By the way, we don't charge here for anything.
There's no coffee here because this place isn't really a cafe. It's a community organizing space inspired by the Zapatistas, a Mexican indigenous revolutionary group whose art hangs on the walls tonight. Flores says they host everything from English classes to a traditional Mexican folk music circle. It's all focused on renewing the communal identity of this 80% Latino neighborhood.
We are in favor of reconstructing our community. The flip side of that is that we don't like gentrification. We don't like displacement.
Roberto's daughter, Angela, puts on renters' rights workshops here and started an anti-gentrification group 3 years ago.
I started to feel like that's probably going to hit El Sereno soon, and I could see it in the residential areas where there's a lot of these restorations and for sale signs on people's homes.
In May of this year, those gentrification forces came knocking on the Eastside Cafe's door. The group discovered a strip mall developer had begun the process of buying the building they rent from for more than $1 million. When the prospective buyer came for a walkthrough, Roberto says they confronted him.
Invited him in, sat him down, showed him a video of what we do here. We asked him if he was conscious of, you know, that he was going to be destroying a whole lot and that he was going to be doing it to make profits.
They told the guy they weren't going to go quietly, and so he left to think it over. And then
he came back and said, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you guys 10 days to come up with a bona fide offer. But if you don't come up with a bona fide offer, then I am going to buy it, and I don't want you guys chasing me around.
They figured they needed about $200,000 for a down payment to offer the landlord. No one person had that kind of money, but Flores had always dreamed of the community itself owning the place. So he put the word out for contributions. The next day, musician couple Aloe Black and Maya Jupiter took up the cause. They gave $60,000 and posted a video on Facebook.
There are other buyers waiting in the wings, and a developer wants to buy the building, and the Eastside Cafe has 9 days to get in front of him.
9 days.
More money started coming in. By the time 10 days were up, they'd raised $120,000, enough to open escrow on the building and get the other buyer to walk away. They're still fundraising for the rest, but are on their way to owning the building. It's been all hands on deck, says Eastside Cafe regular Nati Carrera.
We've kind of had to learn a lot really fast about real estate, and we've been reaching out to people like lawyers and foundations. So we've kind of like really ramped up our knowledge base to purchase the building.
There's one irony here. With six other stores in the building, Roberto Flores and the Eastside Cafe will be in the awkward position of being landlords.
We want to make sure that we are able to sustain this place and not have to raise rents in a shocking way that is going to displace people. The whole effort is against gentrification, so we need a lot of help.
To bring in some revenue, the Eastside Cafe will finally start selling coffee, Zapatista-grown coffee from Chiapas, Mexico. But Angela Flores says this cafe won't be like the hip coffee shops opening nearby.
They're run as businesses, and we're going to have something like a co-op. It's going to be run by the community. I think people really want to see something like that here.
Something to serve the neighborhood, not change it. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.